You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This is I'm Amelia with Give Me Space featuring Johnny. Stick around, we're going to be hearing a brand new track very, very shortly. You're on BFM Breakfast. That is I'm Amelia with Give Me Space featuring Johnny, and in the studio we have got I'm Amelia. Kia ora, how are you?
I'm all right. Sorry, I'm just trying to switch headphones because these ones are weird.
Yeah, there's one pair of headphones that is quite weird in the studio, and everyone hates to have that pair of headphones, so unfortunately that was the one you picked up. Sorry.
It's all right. It's all sus now. It's all forgiven. Sorry, I'm doing my segment on the radio voice, but I should be doing my being interviewed on the radio voice. Oh, hi.
Hi, as a celebrity here. It's nice to talk to you about this music because I'm very excited to hear that we're getting new I'm Amelia in the world. Tell us a wee bit about what you've been working on, because I know that we're about to hear a brand new song, which actually doesn't come out till tomorrow, but I think it's the start of maybe a new era. Is this correct?
I mean, kind of. So the track that is coming out tomorrow and that that you guys are getting to play first, which is pretty cool.
Flash. Thank you.
I'm excited about it. It's kind of like the end of the last era. And I know that talking about your own music as eras sounds, it makes me sound like I'm Childish Gambino. But I think it's like helpful to conceptualize your artistic process in a way like that. And this track has been kind of in the works for a long time and got like heavily COVID delayed. So basically this track is going to come out and then like right away, we're going to start a promo cycle for the album that I have made and that will be coming out this year as well. So
this
it's kind of
exciting.
Like, it's like a fulcrum, you know?
I do.
Yeah.
I understand. It's a very beautiful track. Now, we just listened to Give Me Space, which features Johnny, and the new song also features Johnny. Tell us about the process of working with Johnny. How do you two write together? Is it you give her the track? What's the process like, Amelia?
Yeah, I mean, Give Me Space was the first thing that we ever made together, and basically we were just sitting around, and I was like, I've got this track. I wonder who I could get to sing on it. And Jen, aka Journey, was like, I'll do it. And I was like, well, I've never heard you sing before, but I imagine, you know, Jen's good at everything, so I wasn't like that shocked.
Yeah.
But basically, I'll write a pretty scratchy kind of like melody and lyrics, and then we'll give it to Jen, who will make it sound like beautiful art. Yeah, that is kind of the process, and that's what happened on the new track as well. It was recorded in like the it started being recorded in like the first big lockdown.
Oh my god.
And so I recorded like a scratch vocal, and then several months later, when we got out of lockdown, Jen came around and did a better version of what I had done, and then added some cool stuff on top.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
When you're writing lyrics, Amelia, because you are an incredible lyric writer, you often have a lot of other people sing those lyrics, though. Do you ever think about who's going to be voicing the song when you are writing it? And does that factor into how you're writing at all?
I mean, yeah, definitely to a certain extent, there are things that are like, I know this person is going to be able to like sell this emotion or, you know, really deliver on this. I feel like, I don't know how to describe how good Jen is at this. I can write pretty much the most ridiculous thing, and Jen will make it sound like a $10 million heartbreak. So
that's great, though. I think it's really good to know when you're working with people, friends, collaborators, that they're going to be able to, you know, commit to the bit. And obviously, Jen is really amazing at that. And it becomes, I think when I'm listening to it, it becomes Jen's song as much as it has your stamp all over it as well. And I think that's like the mark of a very cool collaboration. I wonder how you think about the tracks that have lyrics and vocals on them versus I'm Amelia songs that are just straight instrumental or use sampled breaks or things like that. When do you sort of think, okay, this is a song that maybe needs a story with it?
I mean, especially with like I'm Amelia, I conceptualize it in a pretty like galaxy brain way. Like I will be like, I'm doing this project. It needs to have this many tracks that are songs, and it needs to have this many tracks that are like danceable, and it needs to have two short songs that are like interludes. So I will kind of like map out the kind of music that I want to make for the project that I have in front of me, and then we'll decide like, oh, okay, I need to write a song for this. I need to like sit, because it's kind of a different process sitting down and writing a piece of music that someone else is going to sing. I think you kind of need to approach it in a different way than you might construct, like, you know, an ambient drum and bass track or something.
That's really interesting, I think, because some people, when they're writing, it's very much like, okay, I had this idea for a song, and then maybe that song spawns a record. But it really does sound like you come at it from the world. You've got the world, and then you need to populate it a little bit. How does it, I guess, come about, Amelia? Who listens to the tracks you're making, and how do you kind of, I guess, know when something's ready to go? Because I know you're a perfectionist, so how do you make sure it's at that level you want it to be at?
I have several long-suffering friends who will listen to everything I make before it hits kind of the ears of the public. Alia, Baby Zionov, we send each other half-finished music kind of constantly, and have like built up a kind of language of criticism for each other that we can be like, this thing sucks, you should change it. Because I think that's the hardest bit. Like, you can, like, there are a lot of people in the world who would be really keen to like hear somebody's stuff that they're working on, but there's not everyone who will be like, it's very cool, but I think that the keyboard sound you have is the worst thing that I've ever heard. And if you don't change it, this track will be unlistenable. So, I mean, Alia is kind of like the number one for that. Also, probably shout out to my long-suffering girlfriend, Maddie, aka Moody V, because she has a very good ear. Mm.
And an honesty as well.
and an honesty. I mean, that's the important thing. Yeah. Is
I think that's so true. That is so true. Because like, getting criticism on art that you're making is actually, it's a really vulnerable thing. So you want to make sure that whoever you're giving it to is going to respect what you're giving them. But also, respect can be a really hard crit as well. It can be someone saying, yeah, love what you're doing, this bit is not working, or everything you've sent me is cool except for this one track, you need to exit, it sucks, you know. But like, people who you know are saying that from a place of love because they want your song to be the best thing ever, or they want your project to be the best thing ever, it is actually quite hard to find that balance really well. So it's cool that you've got a crew who can do that for you, Amelia.
Yeah, I think it also, it comes back to what you were saying before about like healthy collaboration, because I feel like there's this real, like, there's this idea about music that the person who writes it and or produces it, like as is increasingly the case, is the music, is the thing. And like, I think, I know that I've been in projects before where I will write songs and someone else will sing them, and people will be like disappointed to find out that the vocalist didn't write them, because the thing that they want is the writer. But really, like, from my perspective, that is kind of only like equally as important as the people who you collaborate with and the people who help you make it. Like, doing stuff by yourself sucks and is usually bad. Like, if this this track didn't have Jen in like interpreting it and bringing like so much to the table, and if it didn't have Alia telling me that my drum break was terrible and needed to be EQ'd better, it would not be good music, and no one would be saying I was good for producing it. So
I think that's a very generous thing. But you do also have, Amelia, a very good vision for sounds and ideas that you want an Amelia track to be like. I wanted to ask you about where you draw inspiration from, because we've heard about how you have like the concept of an album or a project on the go and you sort of have to fill that space. But how do you know a song is going to be about heartbreak or something? When have you sort of stuck on the idea? When does that sort of go, right, this is what it's going to be?
I mean, this track in particular started off with me wanting to use a couple of like musical ideas. I really wanted to make a drum break, like putting a whole lot of drums on top of each other, drum breaks on top of each other, and then like resampling, like bouncing that down and then cutting from that. I was like, that's gonna be cool, I'll do that. And then I also I really wanted to make a pad sound that sounded like the PlayStation 1 startup music. And for some reason, like, when those two things came together, I was like, oh, I should make a song with Jean singing that is like a cool, like everything but the girl meets like trembling blue stars, kind of like sad down by the train station at 4 a.m. kind of song. And then that's what happened. Like after much effort and several years of floating around in cyberspace.
I think we should have a listen on that note. That's a very good introduction to the track. So I reckon we should have a listen to this brand new track, which is actually out tomorrow. And if people want to get their hands on it, where is the best place to go? And where can they watch it as well, Amelia? Because I know there's a video coming out.
Yes. I mean, if you follow me on any kind of social media, there's an Amelia Facebook page. There is my personal Instagram page, Extravagant Pudding. Probably need to professionalize that. or also my Twitter, at Mealy_Worm. I'll be posting links. Otherwise, amamelia.bandcamp.com will have the track and we'll make sure it has a link to the music video that was made by 95BFM's own Ben Zambo. Genius.
Amazing. Genius. And shot at the Gorgeous Galatos, is that right?
No, at Pitt Street Theatre.
Oh, Pitt Street Theatre. Oh, yeah. Very, very cool. Very cool. Well, keep your eyes out for that one tomorrow, but let's have a listen right now. A first spin on Love is Useless by Amelia featuring Johnny. Thank you, Amelia. Have a lovely morning.
Thank you.
Ooh, it's the first spin of this one. That's a bit special.
BFO.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.